Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we finished with the study of verse 7, and Dr. Bloom was just starting with the invitation. Let's continue from that point today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Judgment begins at the house of God. And you don't want the house of God to be lost in your country, then preachers, just like in the Old Testament, read Malachi, read Zephaniah, and read other books of the Old Testament, Ezekiel, others. These prophets went the way of the world, trying to emulate the world. They lost their country. They lost their temple. They lost so much when God would have helped them. My friend, judgment begins at the house of God. Expect to lose the church. Expect to lose God's hand on our country that was for good for all this time. Expect to lose peace. Expect to lose law and order. Expect to lose it all. Judgment must begin at the house of God. What will the end be of them that obey not the gospel of Christ? Oh, their end is eternal hell. Christian, set the example. Get right with God. Let your life be so holy and righteous because you're walking with God, you're living in obedience to all His command, regardless of what it may be costing you or what you think it would cost. Is your own family worth it? Are your children? Is your country? But what about your eternal relationship with Christ? Is it worth it? You better think it through. You better think it through. And get right with God right away. Jesus came to this earth in His humanity in the fullness of the times, Galatians tells us. In other words, sin was everywhere. Those priests, when He came, they had nothing to do with the true law of God and nothing really, I mean, what God wanted, they weren't doing it what they ought to be doing. They killed the apostles. They tried to kill Jesus. In His humanity, He never let up on His walk, His prayer, His witness, leaving us an example, the Bible says. Are you following God, Christian? Now, my friend, you can't follow God as a Christian until you are a Christian. Now, sometimes the name Christian is a misnomer because it's supposed to mean Christ ones or Christ-like. Maybe it's better just to say the word saved. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. By the word perish there, He meant to go to hell. That's why in John 3:16 it says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He wants to give you everlasting life. But when He said, shall not perish, that was the same thing. It meant that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which is what I wanted to share as a verse, but John 3:16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, would not go to hell, but have everlasting life. See, death does not mean separation of your body from the earth. No. Ceasing to exist? No. Death means separation of your spirit from your body. And there's only one of two places you can go. By receiving Christ, you can go to heaven. But by not receiving Christ, you go to hell. The wages of sin is death. Yeah. Could have stoled, could have killed, could have murdered, could have lied. You could have had adultery in your heart. And on down we could go, things that the commandments address. And the penalty for all of it, any of it, just any one of those 10 commandments is death, forever separated from God in the lake of fire. But the good thing is that Jesus became the sacrifice that was a perfect sacrifice. No sin in him whatsoever. And he died on the cross. Oh, what the Roman soldiers and those that were there did to him was cruel. Whether it was the Jewish priest, the unsaved men there surrounding the cross, spitting on him, mocking him, scorning him, doing whatever they could do to inflict pain on his physical body. And yet that came so short of everything. That didn't make Jesus even sin one time. But when the skies turned dark, the Father took over the crucifixion. And he began to pour out his almighty, he that created the heavens and the earth, started to pour out that almighty power, that almighty authority against sin, that almighty strength against sin on the, that was laid on the human spirit of Christ, who became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And so he poured out that on Jesus Christ, his own son, and he loved him. He loved his son. He would feel the same way, the Father in heaven would feel the same way about pouring out his wrath, because he has no pleasure. He'd have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but Jesus wasn't wicked, but that sin was there. He had no pleasure in pouring out, because that was his son. But it needed to be done, that the debt would be fully paid. You can't pay it. You can't do the best you can and make it. You've got to admit, I'm a sinner. I deserve to go to hell, as anybody else would. That's what I had to do. But believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, paid your penalty in full, dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He died for you. He was buried and rose bodily from the grave the third day. And if you'll receive him, you say, what do you mean by receive him? It's kind of like a couple getting married. Oh, they dated. They liked each other. They might have fallen in love, although love is a choice. They might have fallen into infatuation. Love seems to grow stronger after you're married. After you get to know one another, sometimes you say, I didn't really know that person, but you find out, no, you didn't, but stay with it, and your love begins to grow. You care. Well, in the same matter, what I'm saying is that receiving him is like, okay, we're entering into a relationship with Christ. He's the head of this home. He's the head of my heart. He's the head of my life. I'm in subjection. That's why we're called the bride of Christ. That's why he used marriage to set it up. The husband would be the head. But he is to represent Christ, so he better be a loving head. He better be willing to listen to her, just like Christ is willing to listen to us. But she must be in subjection. And he must lead her in paths of righteousness. To be subjected to that, which is good. But regardless of that, I'm just saying now that marriage is receiving, and you know that, receiving one another in our hearts, in a commitment of life. That's what you're doing when you come to Christ. Your choice is between heaven and hell, my friend. Your choice between eternal life or eternal separation from God in the lake of fire with no hope, no opportunity to cease to exist, no escape. Yet he so loved you, he sent his son to die for you. Will you receive him as your Savior? I'm going to pray a prayer. The prayer that I pray would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this and you'd like to receive him as your Lord and Savior right now, then I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer silently as I pray it out loud. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ, receive him as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Oh, save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you meant that, you're saved. You know, there are instructions to do after you get saved. You need to get into a good Bible preaching church. What I would do, I'd call the church and say, what Bible do you use? They don't use a King James 1611 Bible, then that's not a church for you to go to. They use a contemporary music, you know, the kind of a rock sound and all that. Don't go to it. Go to it where it's going to have standards, it's going to be holy, it's going to be right. Tell the preacher that you've asked the Lord to save you. And what's the next step? And he'll be happy to lead you in that next step. He may even have some questions to go through some things I just went through with you. On the other hand, on my website, centralbaptistocala.org, you go there, you see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. You can click on it, and it'll take you to about 9 booklets, maybe 10 that I've written. And click on the one that says building blocks, and it'll tell you how to live and grow in this new Christian life. Please email us or write us by the address that our announcer gives you when I finish here. And you can send it to that address, or you can email us through our website and let us know that you received Christ as Savior. Or if there's some other way that God has spoke to your heart through the study in Titus so far, just let us know. We like to hear that. That's so encouraging. Matter of fact, I like to share, without reading your names, I like to share those letters in our church services every so often just to see how God is working. It's such an encouragement and it rejoices our heart. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask others to listen because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.